Well, hello and welcome to our slightly delayed Archaeology News Weekly. Apologies for this. We have had our normal troubles of hackers. Thank you very much, hackers. And I've had some fun with my mother as well. But that aside, can I begin with the news? This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now the main headlines from around the world are as follows. Film on Dorset Ridgeway excavations is now being released, and it turns out as well that Colchester probably was a major settlement 2,000 years ago. In a bizarre story, early farmers altered coats of animals for their own amusement, and ancient tombs and artefacts are recovered by revenue officers in southern Italy. A Bronze Age axe hoard is retained at a Cornwall museum, and an ancient site plays host to a cavern disaster in Britain. The oldest known human brain from the Old World is found in Armenia, and archaeologists return to 8,000-year-old sites in southern Iran. And ancient tombs near Dublin are saved from development. The Time team also uncover ancient artefacts in Northern Ireland. And finally, the Neolithic site in Scotland reported on previously will not hold up the bypass, officials claim. A short film showing the finds of an archaeological dig on the site of a planned £87 million relief road in Dorset has been released. More than a dozen skeletons thought to be up to 6,000 years old were found by Oxford archaeologists working at the site on the Ridgeway near Weymouth. Excavations took place before Christmas ahead of the construction of the Weymouth Relief Road. The new route is set to improve access to the Olympic Sailing Centre for 2012. The film showing the archaeological excavation was produced by Dorset County Council and actually is now available to view on Past Horizons TV. That's pasthorizons.tv/TV. It's a featured video. You'll be able to see it along with hundreds of others. Vital evidence has been discovered that could prove Colchester in Essex, England, was a major settlement more than 2,000 years ago. Experts from the Colchester Archaeological Trust had been digging at Colchester Institute and have found artefacts which show that Colchester, Britain's oldest recorded town, may have existed as a thriving settlement in the 1st century BCE. Philip Crummy, director of the Colchester Archaeological Trust, said the evidence, including coins, already existed that Colchester dated back to 25 BCE, but now discoveries at the college site lead them to believe there was a significant occupation in the town even earlier. Among the finds are a wooden paddle, and archaeologists have also found what they believe to be burnt bread and a collection of glass game counters. Ankle shackles or handcuffs which might have been used to restrain prisoners have also been found. Early farmers have genetically altered the coats of domestic animals for their own amusement, creating spots and stripes in the process, so say some scientists. The results of their experiments can be seen in animals with patterns or colours that are far removed from those of their wild ancestors. The changes made by selective breeding affected one of the genes that control coat colour. A study of wild and domestic pigs published in the online journal Public Library of Science Genetics showed how the genetic alterations occurred over thousands of years. One possible reason for changing the coat colour of livestock was to keep track of the animals whose camouflage would otherwise have made them hard to see. Another may have been an attempt to mark out the animals with improved characteristics over their ancestors. Alternatively, it might have just been done for fun. Dr. Larson said the Mesopotamians had different coloured farm animals 5,000 years ago, and in that regard, they were no different to Paris Hilton, who was a pink chihuahua. And I never knew that. Anyway, there you go. Or any other animal with unusual coat colours. This study demonstrates that human penchant for novelty stretches back thousands of years. A pink chihuahua. I'm going to have to look this up on the internet. More than 120 findings dating back from the 4th and 3rd century BCE have been recovered on the fields around San Severo in Foggia, Italy, by the Guardia di Finanza, who caught four tombaroli in the act Tomboroli are tomb robbers. The officers also found a series of tombs, one of them containing the human remains of an ancient Dauno warrior, an important discovery mainly because the artifacts were still found intact inside the tomb. The ancient skeleton was buried in a fetal position, and the presence of a great deal of dromos may indicate that in the same area will be many other tombs still to be discovered. In fact, in one of the side aisles, archaeologists located a further two tombs, one covered by a rock slab and the other by a large tile. Inside the latter tomb, the archaeologists found the skeleton of a child. It's really quite upsetting when you hear about these things. You know, the tomb robbing is possibly one of the lowest things you can do. And it's just slightly worse as well when you think about the information that is just being ripped out and going straight onto the market for a price. A collection of rare Bronze Age axe heads discovered in Cornwall in England has gone on display in Truro after a campaign to keep the relics in the county. The 3,000-year-old artefacts were found in perfect condition, buried in a clay pot at Mylor near Falmouth, during a search using metal detectors. The collection would have gone to the British Museum, but the Royal Cornwall Museum raised about £10,000 to keep it. The find is believed to be the biggest of its type in Cornwall. Conservator Laura Radcliffe said that all finds like this would normally have gone to the British Museum, but they were just so special they wanted to keep them in Cornwall. To get such a large collection in one place is pretty unusual, and they feel it's the biggest hoard ever to come out of Cornwall. Well, there's a great difference from the previous story. Well, metal detectorist finds artifacts and immediately records and reports it. And everybody actually gets to benefit, from the public who can get to see it to experts who can get to study it. Well done, these people. One of the most famous Stone Age monuments in Britain was transformed into a disaster area as 100 emergency service personnel took part in a major cave collapse exercise. Police, firefighters and Devon Cave Rescue Organisation volunteers had to rescue 14 people, including the dead, injured and walking wounded. Don't worry, it was a staged underground catastrophe at Kent's Cavern. Codenamed Exercise Bedrock, the mock-up exercise was carried out to test the contingency plans of the emergency services in case of a major incident at underground locations in Devon and Cornwall. The caves are Britain's oldest scheduled ancient monument, with English heritage designation dating back to 1957. The exercise was carried out within the Show Cave area during the tourist attraction's annual two-week closure. Kent's Cavern owner Nick Powe said that the health and safety of our staff and visitors is our number one priority. So when he was offered the chance of hosting such a large-scale exercise, he didn't hesitate. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I just hope they didn't break anything. Scientists have uncovered in an Armenian cave what seems to be the oldest preserved human brain from an ancient society, dating back 6,000 years. The cave overlooks southeastern Armenia's Arpa River, just across the border from Iran. The researchers found a trio of Chalcolithic or Copper Age human skulls, each buried in a separate niche inside the three-chambered 600-square-meter cave. The skulls belonged to 12 to 14-year-old girls, according to anatomical analysis conducted independently by three biological anthropologists. Fractures identified on two of the skulls indicate that the girls were killed by blows from a club of some sort, probably in a ritual ceremony. This was according to Gregory Arashin of University of California in Los Angeles. Remarkably, one skull contained a shriveled but well-preserved brain, and this is now known as the oldest human brain from the Old World. Scientists now studying the brain have noted preserved blood vessels on its surface, and surviving red blood cells have been extracted from the vessels for analysis. Excavations in and just outside the Areni 1 cave during 2007 and 2008 yielded an extensive array of Copper Age artifacts dating to between 6,200 and 5,900 years ago. The finds show that major cultural developments occurred during the Copper Age in areas outside southern Iraq, which is traditionally regarded as the cradle of civilization. Additional discoveries at the site include metal knives, seeds from more than 30 types of fruit, remains of dozens of cereal species, rope, cloth, straw, grass, reeds and dried grapes and prunes. That is one impressive haul. A team of Iranian, Australian and British archaeologists have recently begun the fifth season of excavation at the 8,000-year-old site in Sorvan near Nurabad in Fars province in Iran. An Iranian-Australian team's joint efforts in late 2007 led to the discovery of the ruins of an Achaemenid palace at the site, which is believed to be the Achaemenid site of Ledoma, that had been named in a collection of ancient tablets previously unearthed at Persepolis. The prehistoric area of Tol el Nurabad and the Achaemenid structure itself will be studied by the team. Cameron Petrie of the University of Cambridge and Iranian archaeologist Alireza Sardari head the team in prehistoric studies, and Asghari and Lloyd Weeks of the University of Nottingham will direct the team in the Achaemenid studies at the site. Well, I have to say that I wish I was with them. I've always wanted to excavate in Iran, so open to offers. I think you know where to get hold of me. The decision to move parts of the proposed port infrastructure at Braemore, North Dublin, away from the area containing a cluster of Stone Age passage tombs is a vindication for the Heritage Conservation Lobby, an expert in ancient Ireland has said. Anthony Murphy, author of Island of the Setting Sun, In Search of Ireland's Ancient Astronomers, say that the planning decision avoids a probable decades-long battle between the archaeological community and the developers. Mr. Murphy said that clearly the backers of this proposal understand the nature and sensitivity of the archaeological complex at Braemore and the scale of the legal battle with which they would have had to engage in if they had proceeded. Some campaigners had identified the Braemore port as the next M3 battle. The complex is a cluster of passage tombs, many examples of which are over 5,000 years old. Any proposal which could envisage the large-scale development in close proximity to such monuments was clearly untenable, as Braemore is a site of national, if not international, importance and deserves conservation as a surviving remnant of the distant age. Cairncastle in Northern Ireland featured an episode of Channel 4's Time Team following a dig carried out last year. News that the Time Team were heading to the area was reported back in August 2008. It was subsequently announced in September how the team had uncovered a number of ancient artefacts, some dating back to 2000 BCE, while excavating the site on the Ballycus Road area. It emerged that, as well as these artefacts and some significant quantities of flint, the remains of a village and a considerable number of houses had been uncovered. Tony Robinson, who presents the long-running show, stayed in Larne while the team, consisting of 52 members, made what were believed to be Bronze Age discoveries at Knockdo, within the traditional three-day deadline. At the time, a search at the site was expected to continue for a further 6 weeks. The dig was completed and earthworks subsequently restored by a team from Queen's University. Transport Scotland has denied claims that the discovery of a Neolithic settlement will delay a long-awaited bypass on the A96. The Scottish Government's body said that Fochabers Bypass, estimated to cost about £19 to £25 million and taking 2 years to complete, remains on schedule to meet the timescale recently announced. Campaigners have waited decades for the work to begin on the scheme, which will divert traffic from the village. In a recent letter to Lennox Community Council, MSP Richard Lochhead said that the discovery of an important Neolithic site, which had previously been undisturbed, had been made over the summer. The letter said that further archaeological work would have to be carried out in the coming months, causing major concern for a local action group about the start date for the project. Hamish Moyer, chairman of the Fochabers Bypass Action Group, was angry that they had not been told about the Neolithic site earlier. A spokesman for Transport Scotland, however, said that the archaeological work would be carried out on the Colbrae site in parallel with a tender process and would not delay progress on the development. It's funny how a lot of people feel that archaeology and development are incompatible. What, however, is important is that the archaeology is done, it's done well, and adds to the sum of our knowledge. And I'm sure it will be, and look forward to reporting on this later this year. Well, it just goes for me to do the final roundup. However, those of you that have been visiting Badger over the years, www.bajr.org, may have noticed some changes this week, as I have just completed a major overhaul. I won't go into the details, but you will now hundreds of new links, resources, searchable maps, of course, the forum. Go and have a quick look, www.bajr.org. And while you're at it, get yourself along to Past Horizons, www.pasthorizons.com, where you can choose to have a look at the TV station, the magazine, or, of course, buy some archaeological tools. Can I also remind people that more can be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. Thanks very much for listening to this Archaeology News Weekly, and we will get back to you next week at the proper time. Thank you.